Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 10:30 today. It's a shortened show because the women are starting their march to their next championship. WTIC, so stick around here, and the pregame, I guess, is at 10:30, so stick around. They're going to take on St. Francis. Good luck to St. Francis. They're going to have a truck running over them, and that's fine with us, but should be a fun little game there. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Paul in Springfield. Hey, Paul.
Hi.
What can we do for you, sir?
My problem is that I have a neck gear.
Yep.
And I lost my password. So I got online to the Netgear website.
Yes,
and
sir.
They said a technician is going to contact me. They asked me to put my phone number in.
Uh-huh.
This happened twice. The guy calls me, and he's got a weird accent.
Okay.
But then he asks for, to get into my computer, log into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he never fixes my problem. All he comes up with is saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, your computer's at risk, and this and that.
Weird.
Yes. Why? I mean, this is twice with Netgear. Is there another router that you would suggest besides Netgear?
Oh, there's tons of them out there. We've recommended Linksys in the past, Cisco Linksys. What has to happen with you, Paul, if you forgot your password to your router firewall is you have to default it. And it's not hard to default a router. So if you go out and Google the make and model, you know it's a Netgear, that's the make. And if you know the model of your router, you'll find the manual for that router. And if you look as to how to default it, it'll bring it back to its factory setting. And the factory password is a default password. You're going to log in as like admin, and the password could be blank. You're going to have a blank admin, and the password could be password. Who knows what it is, but the manual will tell you.
Could be admin, admin password, or admin blank, no
right.
Password.
Yeah. So it's really a simple thing to fix. So I'm surprised they had such a hard time helping you. I don't even know why they would talk about your vulnerabilities in your PC. That kind of makes me wonder about them as well. But you should easily default your password, then follow the manual as to how to set it back up again. Using OpenDNS as your DNS settings, if you're going to do that, may as well do it while you're in there.
Yeah.
And so any brand, and just so you know, this can happen to anybody. You can forget your password no matter what brand you use. And this is that simple to change. Anybody can do it anywhere. So if you have physical access to the router, you just follow the instructions as to how to default it. And there's usually a little pin. You're going to push a little button inside the router.
A button, yeah. You hold the button in and unplug it, and then plug it back in.
And it's
wait
brand.
So many seconds, and then release the button, and then that usually will default it.
And
then you
got to
reset it up to whatever you were doing.
Right, and again, following the instructions.
Right. Okay.
That's what we'd have to do too. We'd have to read the manual on each model to know what steps to take.
Okay. All righty.
All right, Paul.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye. And make sure, guys, you change that password, because the bad guys can get to you if they know your password is still the default password. Do not leave the default password on your firewall. Also, make sure you set the firewall to update itself for its updates, its security updates, its
automatic
BIOS updates. Set it to automatically update, because there's plenty of vulnerabilities in these firewalls. So make sure they're automatically updating. Make sure you write down your password. If you don't remember it, take a piece of tape and stick it to the top. No one in your family cares what your password is, unless you're trying to control your kids' access to the internet. And then in that case, you don't want to give your password out to your kids because then they'll hack you. So they can go ahead. I say this because you can actually set your firewall to turn off internet at 10 o'clock. So your kids actually go to bed, right? And they're not online or whatever time you want to set your system to do that. Most internet routers these days offer that type of technology. It's not hard to do. So if you want to make sure your firewall is secure and you don't have your kids hacking you, don't put the password on your firewall that they could see. But do set the password. Let's go to Bob in Windsor Locks. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine.
A few weeks ago, I don't know if it was you or your partner, you suggested, I know you can't say recommend, a laptop, an HP with certain model number because my desktop's like 5 to 6 years old and my laptop's 4 or 5 years old and starting to die. And I figured I'd just buy one and get the hub or docking station, whatever you call it.
Okay, sure.
And you recommended an HP laptop and or suggested an HP laptop.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to write down the model or nothing because I was on the road.
Okay. Oh, gosh, it depends on what we were talking about. I mean, I would have recommended – I like my Elite X2 brand of – it's basically a tablet / laptop.
Right, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, and so take a look at it. There's a Gen 2 version of it out there. I've enjoyed my Gen 1 for a long time, and you plug it into a docking station. I can attach additional full-size monitors to it. It's very powerful, very lightweight. You know, it's got a small hard drive. It's solid-state hard drive, but because I use a server-based environment in my work, I don't need a lot of storage capacity for my hard drive. You can always add external drives if you need more capacity, Bob. I don't know what you're going to be using it for exactly.
Right. Well, I run a small business, but it's not a docking station. What's the word you used?
It's basically a port replicator.
Replicator, that's it.
It's going to plug into the USB-C on your device, and it's going to give you video for dual monitors at least. It'll give you your internet connections. There have been some minor issues with the port replicators. They run pretty warm, and every now and again they will disconnect or drop. It's a little annoying.
Right.
But that's kind of the nature because you're not nicely docked into a system where it's got those pegs that stick up and it connects so solidly. This is literally a cable sticking out the middle portion of the device, so the cable weight could slightly move that connection every now and again. Your use of the keyboard could slightly move it and jiggle it. So every now and again, it's a little bit of a pain, I've noticed, but that's minor compared to all the great benefits of the device.
Right. Now, how about if you have a couple monitors, you can use that with the cover closed.
Or open.
How do you prevent the laptop from shutting down? You got to go into the settings and change all that?
Yeah, I run it open. So I basically have two full-size monitors and then my monitor on the laptop running all day.
Oh, okay.
And you just set it to never go into sleep if you want to leave them all alive.
Oh, okay.
And the keyboard's a very nice keyboard.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I like the Elite X2. It's a good approach. We're going to be here till around 10:30. A couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about, even that Elite X2, was posted at computertalkwithtab.com. Mike G posts them live for you. So if you forget anything while you're driving, just go out to the name of the show, computertalkwithtab.com, the old-fashioned website. If you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, these same articles and things we've talked about will go into your news feed if Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And yes, if you're on Twitter, right, with the president, you can follow us right at Tab Computer Sys on Twitter, and they'll go right to your news feed there. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till around 10:30, and then the women are going to do all sorts of damage on the their opponents. I would hate to have to go up against the UConn women, but that's why we love them.
Well, they're just going to take their opponents to school, that's all.
There you go, exactly. Let's go to your calls, and everything, again, we talked about has been posted on Computer Talk. Let's go to Naugatuck and John. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, I love your show.
Thanks.
Every single time I listen to it, I learn something new.
Great.
Or is that because I don't know that much?
Hey, man, we appreciate whatever we're doing out there. We're happy to do it.
Well, thanks. I just had a generalized question from your experience and everything. You know, I've got two laptops, my old desktop, bit to desk.
Yeah.
But I've got a 2-year-old small Dell laptop, like a mini laptop.
Okay.
And I have a Toshiba that's about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is this, you know, just from your experience, you know, generally speaking, what is the usual useful life for a computer before you have to buy a new one?
Well, it depends on what you started with. So if you started with an i3 processor, I would tell you the useful life is, well, when you take it out of the box, you can put it back in the box. There's no useful life on an i3, as far as I'm concerned. If it's an i5 or an i7 with enough RAM, maybe 4 gigs to 8 gigs of RAM, you should get, let's say, 4 years out of a mobile device, because you're going to beat it up by banging it around, moving it around. So if you get 4 years out of a mobile device like a laptop, you've done well. PCs, if they're sized properly, the machines that we build for our customers, we are hoping they're going to get at least 6 years or more out of the machines we're building. Again, we're not going to use those low-end processors and the things that, again, shorten their lives and usefulness because they're lower end. You kind of get what you pay for.
Right.
So if you stick with an i5 or better, you get a solid-state hard drive, 8 gigs of RAM. You should have that machine for at least 4 years if it's a laptop, maybe even more if you treat it nice.
Right.
I
guess also it isn't planned obsolescence. I know that because you know what? It's just how fast technology is changing, you know?
It is kind of planned obsolescence, though, when they sell those low-end systems. I contend they do that on purpose. They find a price point that folks will say, I get a laptop for $300. And then, of course, they think the rest of us are ding-dongs for spending $1,000.
Yeah.
But we're not. Now, in the case of – I've already had the arguments as far as what Apple does. That's a little different. You know, and they actually slow the device down on purpose because the battery is getting old. That is planned obsolescence. That is abusing your customer base. But a $300 laptop is not the same as a $1,000 laptop.
Oh, no.
They're just laptops.
Well, the components are not as beefy. They're just If they last, you know, it's like going to Vegas and you're throwing the dice. If they last a long time, great. But if they die in 6 months.
Or they're poor performers. If you have to keep waiting and things are spinning because they're low end, what do you got?
That's happening to my Toshiba, the four-year-old model.
Yeah.
Starting to spin a lot. I wondered if, did I pick up any, any
malware?
Malware,
you might.
You know, I've got to check it out. I mean, I've got Norton on it, and so I don't know. Norton's, man, I'm kind of getting sick of Norton.
I would tell you to just uninstall Norton, use the free antivirus that comes with Windows, and run Malwarebytes to see if you have anything.
Okay, I will do so.
All right, John.
Thanks, and a good talking to you guys.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, bye bye. Let's go on to Mark in Hartford next. Mark, what's going on? Mark, you there? Uh-oh, he's listening on the air there. 7 seconds behind me. Hey, Mark, you there? Pick up. Mark, going once? Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, Mark, you there? Mark, going twice? Come on, buddy. Mark, come on. Pick
Hello?
Up. There you are.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you? You're a little behind. You're listening on the. You're listening to us, so we're calling your name a few times. What can we do for you?
How do you... how do I change a password?
On what?
On my email.
You would go to the email provider, whoever's hosting your email. Do you know who that is?
Yep.
All right. You'd go and log in, and they should have, right within their site, they should tell you how to change their password. So if it's Comcast or Cox or Google or Gmail, you should be able to just follow the instructions on how to change the password within each mailbox.
They weren't on there.
The instructions weren't on there as to how to change your password?
No, they weren't on there.
Who's your mail provider?
Gmail.
Oh, my gosh. We'll put link up there for you as far as how to change the Gmail password. What's your password now? I'm going to get somebody someday.
Good try. Good show.
So we'll put a link up there how to change your password, Mark. It should be very simple and very apparent. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I've got a link here. How to change your Gmail password in a few quick steps.
Yeah. We'll put it on Computer Talk for you, Mark. And,
okay, I have trouble getting on your site. It's
computertalkwithtab.com. That's the name of the show, .com. And then you'll see the links for today will be right there in front of you. And then
computer
links from
talkwithtab.com.
Yep.
Okay.
All spelled out. And right there in the front of that page there, right there on the main page itself, you'll see today's links, and then you'll see a link to archive links for past shows. But it'll be there for you, Mark, I promise.
Okay, sir. Have a great day.
You got it. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. And it is good to change your password, especially if you haven't done it in a while and it's a very simple one. You want to make that one complicated password. And don't use the same password for everything you guys use out there. Don't use that same password for your LinkedIn. Don't use the same password for your Facebook. Don't use the same password for any of the stuff that's out there, because once they're hacked, which they will be, the bad guys are going to say, oh, Mark's password on Gmail is this. I wonder if he used it here. Oh, he did. Oh, I'm in. I wonder if he used it there. Oh, sure enough, there it is. I'm in again. The bad guys are sitting out there in the third world with nothing to do but that. So make it hard for them. Let's go to Mike in Newington. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a password problem also.
All right.
I have a laptop that's less than a year old that I haven't used in 4 months.
Okay.
And for some reason, I forgot to write down my password.
So you forget, you're locked out of your machine, huh?
I'm locked out of my machine. Now,
locked
I
out
went
of paradise.
Online,
yep.
And it talked about using an USB, but the instructions were confusing. I could not create a new password. How can I do that?
Well, in order to use the USB thing, you have to set that to be able to save your password when you know your password.
Right. So that key's
after
useless.
After you've forgotten your password, it's too late. It's too late to set that up.
So what's the easiest way to do a password? I mean, do you have any data on there, Mike, you care about?
Actually, I do.
is it backed up?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. All right. So worst case, you've got your data. Worst case, you could factory default it.
The other thing is this a laptop?
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I assume it's a laptop, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. You could take it into your local store or something like that and ask them if they can reset your Windows
recover
password.
Recover your password. They're going to use a tool to try to do a password recovery.
Okay. So go to some place like Staples or
mm-hmm.
Geek Squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So those guys should have the tools to do it. Or you can just default it, knowing you're going to lose your data, but bring it back to factory fresh and do a recovery that way. But either way, they should be able to help you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You got it, Mike.
Bye.
Yeah, those little tools, those USB recovery tools, you have to pre-configure so you're all set to go when and if you forget your password.
That's like most people get a new computer or a new laptop, and as soon as they turn it on, you know, they get it configured and they
right.
logged in and go, right. oh, this is so wonderful.
And
then all of a sudden this thing comes up. Do you want to create your recovery disks now? No, I want to use my computer. Go away. Well, they're only going to ask you that once.
Yeah. It's not a good, you got to put that stuff in place, guys, so that you're ready to rock and roll when and if you forget your password. So everything we talked about today will be posted out at computertalkwithtab.com. Mike G is working feverishly to post everything we talked about. Of course, you can get all the shows on our podcasts. Go ahead to Computer Talk with Tab. If you missed a show, the podcasts are there from past shows. And we have a lot of subscribers out there listening to the program all over the country, which is great. We thank you guys for doing that. And it's all there for you over at computertalkwithtab.com. Obviously, you can get it from WTIC.com as well. And if you like us on Facebook, Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, we'll put links out there that'll also get into your news feed. But if there's anything during the week that occurs, anything security-wise that we want to let our folks and our clients know about, we'll put it out there on a regular basis right there at Facebook. And, of course, we'll tweet it to you as well if you're on Twitter. I don't know. I haven't really figured out Twitter. I got no time for Twitter. How about you? Do you use Twitter at all?
No, I don't Twitter. I don't Facebook. I don't know what the
other stuff is. You don't Instagram. You don't know any of that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Snapchat. I mean,
you know what? I like to actually be out doing something. I mean, I work on computers all day.
I know.
You know, I don't want to go home. It's like going home to work.
I hear you. Well, my kids use Snapchat. Do you use Snapchat, Matt? I can't even figure out Snapchat. My son was sitting there checking boxes for streaks. What the heck's a streak? I mean, he wasn't even looking at the actual information on it. It was just checking a box to say this, to continue the streak. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, he's got check, 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 check. All he was doing was hitting a checkbox. I'm like, this is the future of computing. This is the Utes of America now using technology. And all he's checking a box to keep a streak going. Do you get anything for your streak, Matt? Do you get anything? Do you not even know what a streak is? No. You know, because no. Yeah, Matt doesn't even know what a streak is, and he's a youngster. But what the heck's a streak? I don't have any idea what Snapchat's all about, but except they do have a cool FaceTime. You can actually kind of a FaceTime technology within Snapchat so that you can be more compatible across all sorts of different devices. What could go wrong with that? I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Stick around. UConn women are going to crush. I'm just kidding. They're going to take on St. Francis. Good luck up at Gamble. And March Madness starts for the women today. We'll see you.
See you next week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.